The term sequestration refers to nearly $1.6 trillion in automatic reductions to the federal government's budget across all programs in what's being called the equivalent of an economic suicide vest. Through political pressure, the measure has been touted as a way to force a compromise in Congress to lower the national debt. But short of an agreement, across-the-board spending cuts would take place on March 2nd. Currently, Indian Health Services is funded at around one quarter of actual need, and urban Indian health centers receive around 18.6% of financial need. Policy analyst Jay Steiner with the National Council of Urban Indian Health in Washington, D.C., says sequestration would significantly impact the Indian Health Services' ability to provide program services to both tribal and urban clinics.
Sequestration would be disastrous for the Indian Health Service as well as for the urban Indian health programs, which are funded by the Indian Health Service. If nothing is done between now and March 1st, sequestration will implement across the board 8.2% cuts to the Indian Health Service and the programs that are funded within it.
The threat of sequestration doesn't bode well for the approximate 86,000 American Indians who are served by IHS in New Mexico, not including Navajo Nation, whose population numbers were unavailable. For KUNM News, I'm Christine Trudeau.